This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A plane carrying the body of the late U.S. Senator John McCain has arrived outside Washington after a memorial service in his home state of Arizona. As AP's Sagar Meghani tells us, McCain was praised by those both in and out of the Republican Party, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Biden says he's been thinking about why McCain's death has hit the nation so hard. Yes, he was a senator, presidential candidate, and war hero, but Biden says it was something less tangible.
I think it's because they knew John believed so deeply and so passionately in the soul of America.
Biden says it was McCain's optimism that made him special.
Made John a giant among all of us.
Earlier speakers referred to McCain as America's hero. His body left Arizona for the last time and will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before being buried Sunday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. news reports say that President Donald Trump might have promised North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that he would sign a declaration to end the Korean War soon after their meeting. The investigative news outlet Vox cites multiple sources familiar with the negotiations as saying that Trump made the promise during his summit with Kim in Singapore in June. The report says Trump made the promise and later qualified it by asking North Korea to dismantle most of its nuclear arsenal first. The Vox report speculates that the change in terms has caused an increase in hostile rhetoric from Pyongyang. The Trump administration has not commented so far on that report. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to withdraw from the World Trade Organization if, in his words, they don't shape up. Trump made the comment during an Oval Office interview with Bloomberg News Thursday. Last month, the president said the United States had been treated very badly by the WTO and that the Geneva-based organization needs to change their ways. Trump has complained that the United States is treated unfairly in global trade and has blamed the WTO for allowing that to happen. He has also warned he could take action against the global body, although he has not specified what form that action would take. The UN Refugee Agency reports it is scaling up its operation in Yemen to meet the urgent protection needs of thousands of Yemenis displaced by fighting in the strategic port city of Hodeidah. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 300,000 people have fled their homes since the Saudi-led coalition began its military offensive in June to capture the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah. The conflict has escalated significantly over the past 3 months. The UN Refugee Agency reports this is increasing the dangers for civilians trying to leave conflict areas. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says UNHCR and partners have identified more than 70,000 of the most vulnerable displaced people throughout the country. He says they are being provided with a wide range of assistance, including multipurpose cash, rental subsidies, and referrals to specialized services such as psychological counseling and legal assistance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mourners streamed into a Detroit church to pay their last respects to the late Aretha Franklin on Thursday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, mourners filed past Franklin's coffin one day before a star-studded invitation-only funeral for the Queen of Soul.
The line for public viewing stretched more than a half mile. A white 1940s Cadillac hearse brought the casket of the Queen of Soul into the church. Joyce Stroud traveled from Florida to Detroit.
It was absolutely beautiful. She was in a bronze casket this time, and a lovely suit, and she looked at peace.
Friend Michael Eric Dyson was asked, what would Aretha Franklin think about all this attention?
It would be truly humbling to her, although let's not forget she was a diva. So the diva will be respected and the diva will be recognized.
Among those who will be at Aretha Franklin's funeral, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, and former President Bill Clinton. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to move ahead with another $200 billion in tariffs against China sent stock prices tumbling on Thursday. The Dow was down more than 0.5%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.